You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 21st. I'm Nick Dever, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $14.28 billion. That was the revenue American Express posted in its first quarter, a record, up from $11.74 billion in last year's first quarter. But even as revenue soared to an all-time high, the rest of Amex's earnings report left something to be desired. According to FactSet, analysts had forecast higher earnings per share and revenue of $13.98 billion. Amex said sales were strong and reflected growth in core cardholder spending, as well as continued engagement with premium products. Spending in travel and entertainment was up 39% for foreign exchange effects. And there was strong growth, particularly in the Millennial and Generation Z cohort. Spending was up 28% from the previous year among those demographics. But Amex is bracing for defaults, and that may be to blame for the earnings miss. The company recorded consolidated provisions for credit losses of $1.1 billion. Still, Amex said credit metrics have been strong through April. The company reiterated its full-year guidance from January, projecting revenue growth of 15-17% for 2023. The next number up is 80%. That's the share of new car sales in Norway that are all electric. As a result, it's considered the most EV-ready country and is where many auto manufacturers choose to launch their vehicles, and next year there will be a new launch. Ford said in 2024 it will begin selling a special launch edition of its all-electric pickup truck, the F-150 Lightning. A global reach is essential for Ford's EV business. The company aims to sell EVs at a run rate of 2 million per year by the end of 2026, and Ford has reorganized its operation to ensure that happens. Its new Model E division allows the company to report results for its EV business. Last year, Ford lost about $2.1 billion, selling almost 100,000 EVs around the world. This year, those losses are expected to reach $3 billion. Over the last year, Ford's stock has taken a bit of a bumpy ride. It's fallen about 24%, while the S&P 500 has declined just 7%. Rising interest rates and prices have hit vehicle affordability, and investors are concerned about demand and profit margins. Our last number is 4 minutes. That's how long SpaceX's Starship rocket made it into flight before its launch system exploded. The ship, which did not have a crew, launched in South Texas yesterday morning. It was its second try after a Monday attempt was canceled due to a frozen valve in the lower stage of the launch system. Despite the explosion, there was general excitement from SpaceX about the attempt. The launch was the first integrated test of Starship with the upper and lower stages of the system together. The company called the explosion a, quote, rapid, unscheduled disassembly. SpaceX, which is helmed by Elon Musk, has pioneered the use of reusable rockets. That could drive down the high costs associated with going to space. But so far, only the lower half of SpaceX rockets have been reusable, but that changes with Starship. Both halves are designed to come back to Earth and be reused again. It's also a giant aircraft, almost 400 feet tall, and designed to carry up to 150 metric tons to orbit. That's more than double the capacity of NASA's new Space Launch System. If SpaceX can get Starship working, the new rocket could accelerate the company's Starlink Wi-Fi business. It would allow SpaceX to put up satellites faster, and Musk has hinted at moving towards an IPO for SpaceX when the company's Starlink space-based Wi-Fi business has a more predictable cash flow. The company said for 2022, Starlink had more than 1 million active subscribers. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 21st. I'm Nick Dever, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.